day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. A new twist to the whistleblower complaint that triggered an impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was given a heads up of a whistleblower's concerns. The New York Times first reported that whistleblower approached a committee aide who shared some of what was conveyed to Schiff.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Schiff criticizing the president for tweeting he wants to identify the whistleblower.
This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence.
The president calling Schiff a lowlife who should be forced to resign.
Yes.
A white former Dallas police officer sentenced to 10 years in prison for fatally shooting an unarmed black man in his own apartment. The jury convicting Amber Geiger of murder yesterday.
Geiger's lawyers argued it was a mistake, that she was foggy from an overtime shift when she entered what she thought was her apartment to find a burglar. She lived in the same unit, one floor below.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. I miss the 90s. Grunge rock, flared jeans, crop tops, scrunchies. Oh, and eating bread was still good for you. And we didn't even know what kale was.
I am Way Back Wednesday. I'm Way Back Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, Flashback Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm just way back.
Way back.
What time are we blessed with your...
I'll leave shortly.
I'm not asking you to leave.
I'll get out of here shortly. No, I'll probably stay till about 5:20-ish.
Seth is coming.
Seth, I just saw him. I said, I think we got a full house. I forgot.
Yeah, Seth is coming.
Text him. You got his number? Tell him to come back up. Brant McDonald's going to be on the phone with us shortly. The market had one sound effect or less. Not a good day. That's two in a row. 504, should we panic?
No.
Let's not. We've seen this before, and it bounces back, and I think it'll happen again.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And that game is the name game, and at the 5 o'clock hour, Josh Emerson, it's your turn to call 396-5477. Make sure you're in the name game and have a chance to win a really great package from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, a one-hour relaxation massage once a month for an entire year. Josh, 396-5477, give us a holler. Don't forget, Baumhauer's after the show tonight. We hope to see you out there to help us say farewell, good luck, and adieu to Jeff Balocki, Jeff Blake, who was our traffic guy through two separate stints here at Blue Water and did a great job. He's a good guy. He's the big voice you hear at the end of our breaks. And I always feel, well, let's put it this way. I just wish I had a deeper voice. Speaking of great local businesses, there's fun to be had and nicer weather coming. Rich Thomas will tell you more about that tomorrow morning, get you more specifics on the cool change headed our way. But Adams Motorsports has the products you need to celebrate this kind of weather, especially the fall, with off-road excitement from Polaris, products that are made right here in Alabama, in Huntsville. And there's the thing, you know, it's like, would that company have come here if our schools had a better reputation? That's the kind of thing we were discussing with David Woods over the last hour. But they're in Alabama, and they make an incredible product. And I've watched over the years, I've known Terry and visiting his store, to see just how rugged and incredibly well-built these machines are, but how they've engineered some luxury into them. So you've got Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, the Kymco scooter, which gets over 100 mpg, jet skis by Kawasaki, and all these products and all these manufacturers put their money behind it so you can meet an easy credit standard, get what you want to enjoy, and get it at a very consumer-friendly interest rate. So stop by and see our friend Terry, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Just got a note from my friend Mike Honeycutt. He says, something seems to have happened in the vicinity of Sam's Club. Tons of... Let me see. He's still sending texts here.
On the boulevard?
Yeah, tons of cops and rescue. Bypass shut down by police. So this is an eyewitness account. And we'll get more on that. I don't know if Skipper has it yet, but we'll check in with him and then come back.
Checking the roadways on the ride home. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Atlanta Highway is building from downtown. A lot of cars outbound this afternoon heading to the house. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway to I-85. A little bit busy this afternoon there, as well as the red lights right in front of East Chase. I-85 and 65 are looking good. No issues there, as well as 231 to Wetumpka and 31 to Prattville. No accidents to report at this time, just the normal slowdowns on the ride home. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Selma City offices are closed because of an employee sick out today. Mayor Dario Melton says employees in a number of departments took the day off because they want better wages, additional equipment, and more staff. He's urging city council members to meet workers' demands. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after 2 fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Students and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each fraternity to go over the new member process. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy, Montgomery's first and only charter school. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign following a meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's, quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high days continues on Thursday and Friday. After that, I think we're done with records. The drought continues to worsen, but there's better news on the way. Hang on. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Friday, highs in the upper 90s each day. Still dry. Lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot. High 94. Rain chances, we'll put it at 15%, so not zero. And then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. That's a little better. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cold front moves through the state. And that delivers some much nicer air as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. A big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That was Balak.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That was Balak.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Well, at least something went up today. We had a new record high, 99 degrees, breaks.
Hey. You had it right the first time.
The long-standing record of 95 from 1904, when they also had global warming and climate change. Seventh day of tying or breaking a record high. Two more days of this fall air next week. The latest update tomorrow morning with Rich here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, a heads up on a situation developing on the boulevard near Sam's Club. According to a reliable eyewitness, the police have shut the boulevard down. Now, you've heard about all the stuff that went up. Let's talk about the stuff that went down. And that would be the markets today. Here's Brant McDonald.
Hey, buddy. How are we doing today?
Well, I bought a new laptop I'm pretty excited about.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
The book. Costco had one of their online deals for a Dell with a backlit keyboard and the right download thing and ash-proof. For $379, that's pretty good. I gotta stop trying to type with a cigarette in my. That's just bad. It's not only not healthy, it's not good for the health of the unit. But I got 3 years out of it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So another bad day today. Down over 800 points in the last 2 days.
Well, we've seen this before, and we've seen it bounce back. What's your sense for what's going on?
Well, you know, yesterday we talked about those ISM numbers, the manufacturing numbers. They were awful. They really were. They were pretty bad. And you know, and if you look at the peak, we peaked out probably towards the end of 18, if I had to guess. And in the last few months, the decline in that manufacturing number has been pretty profound. And so you really can't ignore it. But on the other hand, you also have to recognize that the ISM services numbers have been pretty darn strong. They've held up, still reading over 50, which is clearly showing expansion. But this manufacturing number is absolutely contracting. And then today we got the ADP numbers, which gives us sort of an early read, if you will, on those Friday jobs numbers. The problem with that was that they were not very good. And, you know, she came in below expectations. ADP, which is a private payroll service, that's not the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We'll get that on Friday. But it showed 135,000 workers hired in September and a continuation of a little bit of a slowing trend over the last couple of months. And so, you know, you do want to pay attention to this. You absolutely do. I think all of this is China. I really do.
Brant, I need you to pause on China because we have an emergency developing in the city, and Wendell J. just joined us to give us the latest.
Yeah, I wanted to pop in real quick and say we are trying to confirm what has actually happened, but there is a major backup on the Eastern Boulevard. You need to avoid it if possible. That's going to be right in front of the Sam's Club on the Eastern Boulevard.
We've seen some Facebook information. Yeah. Jacqueline's gotten it on shots fired in that area.
Well, we don't have anything confirmed, and we're, you know, we don't want to report anything without it being confirmed, but we do know that it has caused a major, major blockage. Avoid the Eastern Boulevard at that location until further notice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Multiple, I hate to say this, and it isn't confirmed, but multiple people are reporting an officer was shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's hope that's not the case. But that kind of... And here we are. We just spent a wonderful hour with David Woods talking about what a great future this city can have with the right leadership. And then this is, again, something that needs to be addressed straight on. Brant, sorry to interrupt. You had last mentioned China.
No, I do think, you know, this whole trade negotiation that's been ongoing now for, gosh, probably 18 months or so, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this is, and we warned about this. I mean, this doesn't, and so you can, you know, you can argue whether or not the trade negotiation or Trump going after the Chinese was a good or a bad thing. But you can't argue what the short-term potential, you know, sort of economic fallout might be because of it. So right or wrong, we knew this was a real possibility. And it's quite possible we're maybe beginning to see an early trend of, you know, a slowdown in the U.S. economy, particularly as it relates to this Chinese trade deal. We haven't seen, and now let me be clear, okay, we get so much data here. So far we've gotten two data points. One was that ISM manufacturing number yesterday, which was not good, and today the ADP private payroll numbers, which were below estimates and not really that great. So that's just two out of many, many, many. And we're going to continue to monitor this and look at this. And you know, we'll see. But clearly, down 800 points in 2 days, that's a reaction to the data that we're seeing coming out. Friday, we'll get another number. The probability for another Fed rate cut has gone up with this news. We were around 40% was the general consensus, and now it's well over 60 and rising. And you know, but we don't have a lot of time to go into all of this, and maybe we can tomorrow and even next week. But I've been talking a little bit and dripping this out there for everyone to kind of listen to me. The idea that quantitative easing may be coming back in the United States is beginning to be discussed among a lot of folks on Wall Street. And we first saw this show up with the repos that the Fed had to start doing because of this shortage of dollars. That was last week that we spent some time talking about. And I think that's a short temporary fix. And it's, you know, very possible we could see, you know, some form of QE come back into the equation sometime in the month of October or November. And if that were to happen, the irony behind all that is that, you know, it starts to take pressure off the dollar, you know, and it starts to take pressure off the rest of the world. And then this idea that maybe with a looser monetary policy that the economy is going to turn around. And so you could see the market start to move higher with a trade deal, even if the data is starting to, you know, or continuing to look rather weak. So it's a fluid situation. We'll keep everyone informed on how it looks, but that's what's going on. That's what's happening.
It's disheartening to the extent that just a week ago we were talking about dramatic increases in new home sales, housing starts, and other numbers that were looking really good. But I guess you can't hope for it all to happen at one time. We're going to get an update on that situation developing locally here in just a moment, but I do want to take time to encourage you to call Brent at 387-0094 and find a time where you can stop by and sit down with Brent, meet the incredible people and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and talk about your future. Don't bring your checkbook, don't bring money, just bring you, because that's who the conversation is going to be about and how they may be able to help you achieve your goals in a year, 5, 10, thinking long term. Do it, because I didn't, and I regret it every day. 387-0094. Brent, we will talk tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
As is so often the case, social media often gets a story around faster than traditional news sources, but you were just looking at a picture, Jacqueline.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's an officer on a gurney, but I mean, I don't know when this picture was taken or if he shot or what, but it appears to be an officer, but, you know, he's okay. I mean, I don't know.
again, we're sorting through and looking for confirmation on things.
Yeah, it's all over City Watch Uncut. I mean, people are saying officer shot at Sam's Club, but, I mean, nothing's really been confirmed.
You're married to a police officer.
I was like, yes, I am married.
And how does, you know, you see this, a story like this.
Well, to be honest with you, the first thing I did was text message him and see where he was, because he has my son, so he's off duty. So that's the first thing that I do. But, you know, it's disheartening when you hear something like that come across and you don't know if that's your loved one or not. So, but you know, it's the world we live in.
Just to give it, you know, you can criticize my memory all you want, but I'll never forget the day that Keith Houts was shot. That was 12 years ago. I remember that. We cried on the air over that. I went nuts on the air about that. A guy who had been charged with murder and was out. Some genius judge.
That happens every day.
See, and these are things that kind of need to be.
If you pay attention to, like, some of the news, they'll say, like, so-and-so was arrested, you know, 4 or 5 months ago and was awaiting trial on murder, or was recently released on a murder charge. And you're just like, what? Like, why are these people out, like, roaming the streets of Montgomery? Like, what are you
all
doing? People are incarcerated for, like, small drug charges. And you're like, wait a minute. Like, you're going to let the pothead sit in jail, but you're going to have the guy that's wanted for murder waiting for his jury trial to be walking the streets.
This is, you know, what? This is the back-ass words
like,
world.
What are we doing?
And we're seeing this all over the country. This is not unique to this area. Some guy that, in fact, I remember during the Obamacare days, the cartoon that went around, and there's two guys in a jail cell, and one's, I'm in for murder. What are you in for? I didn't have health insurance because it was, you know,
yeah,
that was the law.
What's it coming to? It's terrible.
Fomenting dissent. You're not kidding. And the media is leading the way. It is 5:23. Don't forget to join us at Bomb Hours as we salute Jeff Balake for his great service to our radio station and our city, and wish him luck on his move to Georgia. There will be cake.
Yes.
There will be cake.
Let them eat cake.
Seth Spotlow has joined us. Rosie's here. Izzy the intern is here. She's answering the phone this afternoon at 272-9228. It's our silly segment. And we get an update on what's going on the boulevard with the shutdown and the reported shooting. We'll let you know. But we're going to try and get you facts as soon as we can.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. The Eastern Boulevard, avoid it if at all possible from the Atlanta Highway all the way across I-85 down to around Lowe's and points beyond. Some type of incident occurred in front of Sam's Club, and it has caused a major backup. We had heard at one time that both lanes were blocked for a brief period, but we're looking at the results right now, and there is a lot of congestion there. You need to avoid the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way across I-85, and that would be all the way back to about the Home Depot and possibly beyond. And that's both directions, folks. So use caution, avoid the area. We'll let you know more when we know more. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery. And join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I just can't get these numbers to add up.
Like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help. We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want. And then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless, and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously, If You Don't Have the Money, Don't Buy It, along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
It is almost 5:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're piecing together a story that broke late this afternoon at the Sam's Club off Eastern Boulevard. And Chad, we're going to put you on the air here in a second. But Rosie, you...
Yeah, a listener called in and said she was at Sam's, and a young man was trying to take Auburn, Alabama T-shirts, loaded up his cart, a cart full, and leave the store without paying for them. The officer and a Sam's employee followed him and told him to stop, and he would not. Mm. So the officer was going to tase him, and the kid jumped in his car and shot back and hit the officer in the leg. She said it could have been the Sam's guy or another guy that was standing there in fatigues. You know, he just shot.
I hope they've apprehended this little
girl. I hope they have, too.
Man, that's a coming to.
All right, that's the latest on that, but Eastern Boulevard was blocked and may yet be blocked. We'll get another update from Skipper in a moment, but Chad is on the line. How are you, my friend?
Unbelievable. Broad daylight, get shot in daggum Sam's parking lot by a punk who's stealing damn T-shirts.
And then we wonder why the population of Montgomery is diminishing.
Why are people winning, right? I mean, but there's no gang or crime problem here. You know, nothing to see move along, right?
Oh, we did have David Woods with us for an hour, and we discussed a lot of these issues. And, you know, what was interesting, in addition to he being a businessman who is willing to give up, you know, a better lifestyle running a business, you know, to help run the city, which I think is noble, kind of reminds me of a guy named Trump.
Well, and now his opponents are lying about him on TV, making up crap on his ad. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it makes you wonder why anybody who is a decent person runs for office. Look what's happened to Trump.
Yeah.
Now we find out today that Adam Schiff knew about this whistleblower and lawyered him up a month ago. And this is all part of a damn Democrat scheme.
Yep.
There is nothing real about any of it.
No.
I gotta tell you, there's a lot of good, honest Democrats here in Alabama, but I sure as hell don't know any on the national scene who are in Washington, D.C. I mean, if any of them had a conscience, they would say, we need to get people like Adam Schiff off of our committee. And I mean, because the guy is an absolute liar. He goes out, he lied about all the Russia stuff, made it up. Now he's lying about all this. Even coming out with an opening statement, you saw it a couple of days ago, where he just made it up. Said the president asked the Ukraine president to dig up dirt in his conversation. I mean, just absolute lie. And now we find out this was a whole setup the entire time. You got a politically motivated CIA guy who was planted by John Brennan, who was detailed to the White House. And then he's there. He's basically a spy. They're all waiting for him to, catch the president doing something. And then he has third-hand knowledge of a rumor that someone else says, like, hey, I heard from a guy who knows a guy. And now suddenly that's enough to stop the entire Congress from doing anything, which, of course, it's not too bad to make Congress not do anything. Okay. I mean, that's what they do anyway for a living. And now we've turned the whole country upside down based on a hearsay report that was all fraudulent and made up to start with.
Isn't it amazing? You know who has the fewest rights in this country? The president. He isn't allowed to see his accuser.
Yeah. Apparently, now Schiff gets out there today and says if the president opposes him on anything, like invokes executive privilege, over stuff that's obstruction. I'm like, really? If the president asserts the right to defend himself, and he does have an executive privilege on certain things, somehow that is a crime now? I mean, and now we have treaties with Ukraine and with Australia that require the president, require the country to share law enforcement issues, yeah. Right? And we're following those treaties, and now they want to make that impeachable offense. I mean, it's just...
I hope...
I can only call it what it is, and it's evil. You don't have to agree with everything President Trump says. You don't have to agree with his demeanor on everything. But by God, to have those lion sacks of shiitake mushrooms up there saying stuff about him is just absolutely, demonstrably false.
There'll be no end to it either. It's not going
to
stop.
It's never going to end. Last night, and I don't watch Hannity very often, because all he does is spout talking points.
I know.
He's not like you, Greg. He doesn't think through these things. But he did something great last night. He went through all the mainstream media. Every month from the day that Trump was elected, 2 days afterwards was the first time impeachment.
Yeah.
And he had a mainstream media person talking about impeachment every month for the past, 36 months.
Yeah.
He went through the whole thing. Is this an impeachable thing? This looks impeachable. This looks like he might face impeachment. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. That's what it's all about, guys. It has nothing to do with anything Trump did. It's all about we got to get this guy out of office. Because we can't beat him. And now Bernie Sanders is in the hospital. I tried to send him some flowers, but Cuba wouldn't take any. Because I'm sure that's where he's getting his health care, since he touts the Cuban Havana health care system so much, So,
Chad, but I appreciate
it. Anyway, I know you got to go. It's Elizabeth Warren's to lose now on the Democrat side, because you wait, all those Bernie supporters are going to...
Big Chief Elizabeth Warren. I'm bringing back the tomahawk chop, Chad.
Liawatha. See ya.
Liawatha is right. What do you like on that Tampa-Oakland wildcard game tonight? How about them Brewers, man? What a tough loss for them last night in D.C. 5:35. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon. We've got Tracy. We'll take your call right after traffic.
This
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with an update. We had an incident in front of the Sam's Club on the Eastern Boulevard. It has traffic backed up from the Sam's Club all the way back to the Atlanta Highway. And on the other side, from Sam's Club all the way across the interstate back to Carmichael and Woodmere, police are asking you to avoid the area if possible. No other accidents to report at this time. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
You can avoid that area by going to Baumhauer's south of there. We'll be there right after the show tonight, celebrating and wishing our good buddy, Mr. Balake, a good start on his next career step.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's welcome Tracy.
Hi, I was just calling to let you know there's a news article, and it's telling you that the spokesperson from the Montgomery Police Department is saying that the officer was not shot. He suffered minor injuries during the struggle.
Okay.
So apparently there were two suspects. While he was struggling with one, the second suspect fired a gun. And it says that there is one suspect in custody, but charges pending.
All right, yeah. We prefaced everything we said with this is what we've heard from people.
Right.
We did have people that were there, including our buddy Mike Honeycutt, that something had happened involving a police officer. So I appreciate that update. You are a great Cub reporter. Tracy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. We'll be back. 537.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry. And wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Then, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT, season premiere, CBS Tonight.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Selma City offices are closed because of an employee sick out today. Mayor Dario Melton says employees in a number of departments took the day off because they want better wages, additional equipment, and more staff. He's urging city council members to meet workers' demands. Dr. Nicole Ivey says she has not resigned from her position as principal at Lead Academy, Montgomery's first and only charter school. In a statement, she says she was asked to resign following a meeting with the State Department of Education about Lead's quote, lack of compliance with multiple state laws applicable to charter schools. Lead Academy's board will meet tonight to consider a personnel report. All new member activities for Troy University fraternities have been suspended. This comes after two fraternities were suspended because of alleged hazing. The Dean of Students and the Office of Fraternity Affairs will hold a series of mandatory meetings with members of each fraternity to go over the new member process. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of record high days continues on Thursday and Friday. After that, I think we're done with records. The drought continues to worsen, but there's better news on the way. Hang on. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Friday, highs in the upper 90s each day. Still dry. Lows at night in the low 70s. Saturday, not quite as hot. High 94. Rain chances, we'll put it at 15%, so not zero. And then Sunday, some widely scattered storms, high 91. That's a little better. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cold front moves through the state. And that delivers some much nicer air as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. A big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey.
It started as spending an average night indoors.
Let's see what's on Netflix. Oh, this looks good.
But something unexpected happened.
Wow, that was a really good episode. I'm gonna watch the next one.
One man experiencing an ever-tightening grip.
I should really get up and do something, but now the next episode is starting already. It won't stop!
Trapped by Netflix.
Oh my God! My butt hurts from sitting here so long, but I have to find out what happens in the next episode.
Caught in an endless stream of television.
I've been sitting here so long, I'm getting bed sores. When will this series end? Oh, it's over. Phew. Oh no. It says I might be interested in this next title. And it's right. I am. No!
Watching Netflix, coming soon to a couch near you.
I don't know always what... I mean, I take a second look at everything. But today there was a story that millennials spend 48 hours a week watching Netflix.
I believe it.
Which means... And you have all that great Obama programming coming from there, you know...
And that is what's wrong with society, because we used to gather in groups and...
Go outside?
Yes, sit on the porch.
Yeah, talk to people.
And talk to people, talk to your neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, go bowling leagues.
Right.
You know, I heard today, I think it was on Joey's program, that bowling leagues are down. All of these are small groups where people get together.
Well, you know, we used to have a relationship with Bama Lanes here, and... I still have a locker there. I would love to do something with them.
Yeah.
But we can't do it for free.
That's where you get to know people, just like the Baumhauers group.
Sure. And we will be there, by the way, on our way in about 15 minutes. Thanks to Mark Cumbie and everybody else who has helped us piece together the story. A Montgomery police officer involved in an altercation with somebody trying to steal merchandise at Sam's Club. During the struggle, police say a second suspect fired a gun. Both suspects drove off. One suspect in custody. Let's hope they get the other guy and that they face some serious consequences. That's why Eastern Boulevard and that area has been so jammed up east of the Rockies.
Hey, this is my last call to live radio today. I've called every show. Hey, look, the B-17 that crashed in where is it, Connecticut?
Connecticut. I saw that today, and that saddened me.
Yeah.
Of course, the loss of life is always the worst part of a story like that, but yeah, I remember when we were on the B-17 that visited Montgomery a few years ago, it does occur to you that this plane's been around a long time. I don't know what caused that accident in Connecticut. I haven't seen much on it other than it was pretty bad.
Do they let people
keep
you, just
keep
take
our
those?
Eyes open? Because that's I thought about you, and I know you guys had a good time going up with that bird. So
yeah,
that's tough stuff.
And there's so few of them left. They are remaining war heroes from World War II. Thanks to the call, East. When they were here, and I belong to the Commemorative Air Force. I am a colonel in that organization for life.
Wow.
It was one of the greatest gifts ever given to me by a man who had become sick with cancer. We both had the mutual interest in warbirds and stuff. And he was single and really didn't have any family. He said he picked a bunch of us and bought us lifetime memberships at great expense into this organization. And the money goes to keeping and maintaining, you know, planes that came off the assembly line for $250,000 during World War II now cost, I mean, over $1 million a year just to keep flying with parts and service. Everything has to be handmade when these planes need help. But you always wonder, you know, it was something that old.
Did you go up in it?
Yeah.
B-17? Wow, cool.
I've flown in a B-17. I've flown in a B-29, which is amazing, over the tumbleweed of West Texas. And a B-24 Liberator next to the open window where the gunner used to be when that plane flew missions in World War II. That's an interesting thing. There was no gun in the window, but it's there, and you get to experience how these guys flew. And you also realize the B-17, especially at the tail end of the plane, people were shorter in those days. Most of the guys were 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", in that range. So they could get in and out, but anybody bigger, like our boss, tall guy, man, you know, he had to really scrunch to not hit his head on the ceiling of that plane.
Wow. My grandfather's retired colonel in the Air Force, so I grew up around airplanes and whatnot, and I just think that's cool.
Really is. I grew up next to Midway Airport when it was the busiest airport in the world in Chicago, and most of the planes that came and went were propeller planes. O'Hare was getting ready to open, but it wasn't. It was 61, 62, so we used to see planes come and go, and sadly, even in those days, there used to be quite a few accidents. They were very common, passenger plane wrecks. I remember one time I was out in front of the house and I saw a two-engine passenger plane coming in for a landing, and one of the propellers was not turning. It was feathered. When it's feathered, that means they turn the prop blade so they go directly into the wind and don't interfere with the airflow. And most planes can fly safely on one engine. But there's so very few of these left. And I'm always curious about these things, what the cause that was. Apparently they had radioed the tower, something was up.
And they said that a couple of people had burns.
Yeah. They tried to get back and just missed making the airport. 5:49, back to the traffic dungeon. We've had a really crazy afternoon, especially around the Boulevard and 85.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update for you. Eastern Boulevard at Sam's Club. It seems to be clear now, and we have traffic moving through that intersection. Cops tangled with some bad guys there earlier and had a complete shutdown for just a little bit, but traffic is moving now. But you still might want to avoid the area. There is a considerable backup because of the problems this afternoon. I-65 and 85 rolling along pretty good. No accidents. 231 to Wetumpka looking good. No accidents there. 31 to Prattville. Also, no accidents this afternoon. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday is $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This hour's name is Josh Emerson. And Josh, you have 7 shopping minutes left to call us at 396-5477. Get your name in for the incredible prize from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. A 1-hour relaxation massage per month for a whole year. Nice deal. As we wrap up our final minutes here, T-Spear, you'll be the last on the phone today.
Well, and y'all were talking earlier about getting out of the house and going and doing stuff.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to say was a very happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
A very happy belated congratulations to Joey for taking the next step up in his career.
Yes.
We're so proud of him. And now Mr. Balaki is leaving us for parts into a step up into his career field. And all of that involves getting out of the house. And unfortunately, I'm here in Opelika, where I can't get over to Montgomery to go visit with y'all. So I'm encouraging everybody.
I rarely drive through Opelika, but when I do, I know you live there, and I always think of you, and I realize how far that is. That is not right around the corner.
No, it's not. But I tell you what, I wish I were, because I would certainly be at Baumhauer's with all of y'all.
We know that.
So I hope everybody within hearing distance that can go to Baumhauer's tonight. Enjoy. Tell Greg congratulations again. Tell Joy congratulations again. Tell
we'll
Mr. Balak that we'll miss him.
We will pass along your regards. Yeah, he's done a great job for us. And as the voice of the radio station. But we've got guys like Seth Spotlow who are coming along who will work their way into greater roles around here. You certainly got the potential.
I'm trying, man. I really am. And tonight on Smithsonian Channel at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Las Vegas 24, Aerial Cities.
Oh, yeah, you know, I've seen that. And what's interesting about that particular episode of Aerial Las Vegas, there's a couple of structures there that billions of dollars have been invested and nothing's happened. The money ran out, it ran over budget, and they're just standing there in this incomplete stage, these huge erections that they put in downtown Vegas that nobody's using. It's kind of sad.
Kind of wasteful.
We are going to be heading over to Baumhauer's in a moment. Remember, Montgomery Paint and Body, built on integrity. Yes, they have state-of-the-art facilities and talented, talented people putting cars back together from all kinds of damage. But you can count on one thing. The Turner family will do a complete and thorough evaluation of the damage done to the car, and they will not fix it unless they fix everything. That's the rule. That's what they have built their business on, and that's why they are the gold standard in automotive body repair. You know where they are, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, the number 27 Wreck with AW.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
All right, we're off to Baumhauer's.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update for you. Eastern Boulevard at Sam's Club. It seems to be clear now, and we have traffic moving through that intersection. Cops tangled with some bad guys there earlier and had a complete shutdown for just a little bit, but traffic is moving now. But you still might want to avoid the area. There is a considerable backup because of the problems this afternoon. I-65 and 85 rolling along pretty good. No accidents. 231 to Wetumpka looking good. No accidents there. 31 to Prattville. Also, no accidents this afternoon. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Saturday is $5 chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
So this is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We all gonna do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV.